How long were you a statist or an individual who believed in the legitimacy of government? If that's a, I like to ask people that question. And
Wow.
do you see, and how did you get out of that? And do you see any actions that independent media can take as a
Yeah.
whole? I know this is, these are big questions, but.
They are big questions, but I'll try to answer them point by point. Well, how long I've been a statist? Well, okay, I was in 1972, I was 14 years old, and I worked on George McGovern's presidential campaign at 14. And I remember that I always, I felt, always through the years, I would, I always thought, so we'll say from before I was 14 up until, 6 years ago, really, because there was a point that I became more and more, I'll just tell you very quickly what happened to me was I grew up because my father was very conservative. I became more of a liberal and I became more radicalized through the years where I was a full-on socialist in, my 20s, 30s, and 40s. And then I started to see kind of that there was something really, I don't know what it was exactly, but I started to see that kind of the thing that I was talking about that, it always seemed like there was corruption. It always seemed like there was some kind of entity, no matter what, whether it was capitalism, communism, Fidel Castro, communist Russia. I saw that and I started to think twice about being a leftist. I always considered myself really progressive, but I think it wasn't until I started listening to Mark and Larkin Rose, people like Keith Knight, and I listened to, Ron Paul really kind of got me. I started to, the thing, I'll tell you what the thing was that turned me around. The thing that turned me around was a very simple logical precept, was that it didn't matter where the source, who was the source, or what side the source was on, it mattered if somebody was speaking truth. And I remember hearing some things with Ron Paul and saying, wow, he makes a hell of a lot more sense to me than, the people, the Democratic Socialists of America, right? And then I started listening, and then, but then I heard Ron Paul, they said, oh, well, there were some racist emails. And right away I was like, oh, that doesn't sound good, and I just kept, but then something said, something in me said, but wait a minute, he's saying these things that are really truth, true. So maybe I can just take what he says that's true and forget about the other things, which, by the way, the racist emails were some kind of a psyop setup. So the point is that I could take that little bit of truth, and then I started to do more and more research, and I listened to thinkers on the so-called right and so-called left. And I found the more I listened, the more I listened to people, the more I looked for the truth of the message, and then I started to dislodge from being right or left. And the libertarian thing made more and more sense to me, and I kept going. But I said, well, wait a minute. If this much government is bad, then who's to say that this 20% that they still need is still good? So I kept going, and then I started reading more of Lysander Spooner and more of the anarchists, and also the American Transcendentalists. And I started, I read Malcolm X
They're
and
abolitionists as well, the
right,
transcendentalists.
exactly. And I started reading letters of John Brown. I started reading Malcolm X, and I started reading these people who were definitely did not benefit from the American system, and I started to see more and more people, like I think Malcolm X really isn't given his due. People don't see how far outside of the system he existed. And when he divorced himself with the nation from the Nation of Islam, he really started to open up then. And I looked at the logic and the truth, actually, in some of the things that Malcolm X said. And I started to see more and more that, hey, I'm really digging what Malcolm X is saying, but I'm also digging what Ron Paul said. Right. So wait a minute. So that means that this whole right-left thing is kind of bullshit. Mm-hmm. And then I started to dig even further, and I got to the point, once I started reading Lysander Spooner and Larkin Rose and people like that, I was done.
Right.
I was done with
what percent of slavery is not slavery?
There you go.
0%.
Absolutely.